Are you feeling okay?
Waiting to talk to us and giving us an update of what's happening in your world and how you're doing this morning. We mean those words. We're not just asking you, you know. There's a point where good morning greetings become a ritual.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't really mean it. You don't say the words. You don't mean them. When you say good, how are you? Do you really want to know how they're doing, or you're just saying it? Because if I don't say, they say I do not greet. Let me just say.
There's a part that really, really, really annoys me when you tell a person good morning.
Yeah.
And the person responds to you morning. Like, it's supposed to be a pleasantry, right? It's supposed to be you saying a good morning to you. And then when you respond morning back to the person, what are you responding?
To make it short now, like.
To make what short?
He's saying good morning to yourself. Say good morning, good morning. You're saying it should be complete.
Yes, now wish me a good morning while I'm wishing you a good morning. If I'm saying you a good morning to you, I'm expecting you to tell me a good morning to me back. And don't tell me morning. I know it's morning.
What if I'm not in the mood?
I know it is morning.
Now you didn't move to say good morning.
What I'm not in the mood. I can't believe you.
What if I'm not in the mood to say any good morning?
I know it is morning, right? I know it is morning. But the reason we say good morning is that we're wishing that you have a good morning, right?
Yeah, yes, that's it. But, you know, you wish. There's no law that says the person on the other hand
must
also
wish
you back. I know you can expect.
Etiquette, right? That's what it's. Okay. Maybe I'm asking for too much. But if you say a good morning to someone or if someone says good morning to you, just, you know, say good morning to them back, you know?
Yeah. It's an appeal. But if you're not in the mood.
You better not answer.
So what would you prefer? That you say good morning to someone and they're not responding to you?
I don't know. But it just comes.
Trust
off
me.
Right.
I can
when I say good morning and you say morning.
I can assure you, greetings are just a formality in Nigeria. Most times, people don't necessarily mean to check how you're doing when they say, how are you? Or saying good morning to you.
Yeah.
It's just become a norm. We greet a lot.
Yeah.
So it has become, I used the word earlier. You know, it's just formalities. You know, it'll be as if I know Greece. Not necessarily because they're asking you. They actually haven't. It's not necessarily a kind of communication that you expect a feedback.
Yeah.
Or you're doing it with the hope that you're going to get the response.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just about, hey, morning, hey, hi, hey, morning, hey, and all that. You know, as all that. Because if you actually mean it,
okay,
then it would end up, you now select those you say that to.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's nobody's business whether you care about them
either
really,
way.
If they're okay and all that. But we want to bring that on radio and ask you how you're doing, because we actually do care. It's not just to come and say, okay, greet the people now. You can't just come and do program without necessarily saying, hi guys, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
We actually mean it, because we talk about the feel of Lagos, which is what we start with. We want to know what you feel like, the pulse of Lagos, from your perspective, how you doing?
0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. You can send a WhatsApp message also.
0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805 for WhatsApp messages. The lines have been buzzing, no doubt. But I've never seen this kind of thing in my life, entire life. You know, you expect that ladies will want their man to have six packs. You get what I'm saying? And, there's a man that just found himself in a situation
mm-hmm.
where the wife is insistent that she wants one pack. that you have
who
to add.
Who is that wife?
You have that. No, you must have one pack.
Who is that wife?
That you must. It's better.
I don't understand.
That is softer. That is strained. If your six pack is strong, you put head there, you cannot sleep well.
I was like, wife? I don't even understand.
I've never seen this kind of thing. I want to keep fit. And Andrea is telling me I should bring one pack.
What kind of wife is that? I don't understand.
One pack, I'm going to me. Because I have to obey the law now.
It's good now. You look good.
You
look good. I love it. I love rubbing your tummy. You know, just you
because
know.
Of rubbing my tummy, she said I shouldn't keep.
I'm not saying that you shouldn't keep fit.
So I
don't even think that is something you cannot do to keep fit.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you shouldn't keep
fit. I should just have tummy.
I'm saying you should, you know, be buff.
Hey, God. God. I bet, guys, six pack. Hello, ladies out there. Ladies, hey, ladies, how you doing? Hey, guys, especially.
Hello.
Six packs or one pack? And bring your strong reasons. That's the question I want to ask before I make a decision.
I want both.
You want both?
Yes.
How?
I don't know.
In 2 minutes.
I want man. I want both. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I want both. I want the round one when I want to sleep and cuddle.
Okay.
So that I just have my hands rubbing around it.
You can't have two.
It's no. And then the six pass.
It's for.
I want that
for
one.
For photo shoot.
For photo. Yes. I want that one, you know, for show off. I want that one for show off.
Lagos.
That's it.
Lagos.
Period.
There are two questions already on board. We have a lot more to talk about. First, how are you doing? What's going on? How did you survive the heat? Where you are, all right? And I'm in a dilemma right now. Is either I choose to stick to my six-packness or I, you know, develop one pack? Because
one
I heard that the one
pack,
they said that's what they want to. I don't know what you think. So I'm asking you, six-pack, for you or not for me, you don't know, what do you prefer? Or one pack, if you're a lady out there. Let's hear from you.
0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. The Feel of Lagos is live right now.
That's right. We are
the Techies.
Welcome to What's Up Lagos.
Hello.
What's Up Lagos?
Yes! Chess alive!
Woo! More chess to life in Lagos!
Yes!
Also. Good morning!
Good morning!
My name is Felix. I'm calling from Lekki.
Welcome, Felix. Good to have you.
Last night, it was hot. I woke up and I was looking for my wife and my daughter. But I saw them lying on the floor. And I saw my wife holding a hand fan and she had slept off. Apparently, she was actually fanning my daughter before she slept off. I felt bad and I just collected the hand fan and I fanned them for a while before I also slept off. It was tough.
Can imagine.
But you know now, it's life in Lagos. We need to go through, no problem.
We'll survive.
Mm. And for the second question.
Yes.
Mr. Collins.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Why do you need six packs?
Hello, please. I know you.
I need to ask you.
I know you're a one pack man.
Are you keeping the six pack because of her?
Hello. I don't understand, though. What are you saying?
If she says she wants one pack, please let it be one.
Okay.
Andrea, support you. 100%.
Thank you so much.
One fluffy pack.
Oh my goodness. What's that succulent, you know? Pillow feeling like one pack.
But you know, when she explained to me and said six pack cannot be comfortable to lie on.
Hello. It's too bumpy. Hello.
Hi. Hello. Good morning. Well, we cannot hear you.
Hello. Okay. Call us back. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning, Lagos.
Good morning.
So I want to talk on this subject of one pack or six pack.
Okay.
But I mean, if you have one pack, you have not started. If you move to one pouch, then you have arrived.
One what?
What's one pouch?
One pouch.
Pouch. Okay.
one pouch.
What's that? Can you explain? What is one pouch?
One pouch is, you see, you got a one pack now.
Oh, pouch. It's a pack. Pouch.
Pouch.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I get it.
So, I used to have one pouch. And then some months back, I started working out, going to gym. Mm-hmm. And every time my instructor would tell me, no, the goal is to have six packs. I said, oh, God, I don't need six packs. Don't injure me. I just want to reduce this one pouch to one pack. Yeah, once I'm able to reduce it, I don't need six packs.
Oh, my God. You
know, I don't know exactly what ladies want. Somebody has six packs, he says you want one pack. Somebody has one pack, he says I want six packs. It's okay.
Right.
We survive.
So you know we are surviving the heat in Lagos.
I'm telling you, my brother.
Oh my God. Thank you
so much for calling. Appreciate you.
Wow.
Man, I can't. Hey guys, the guy said don't wound me. Don't injure me.
He said don't injure me. The goal is six packs care. He said, my guy, don't injure me. Oh my God. Man, I'm teary this morning.
Man.
I didn't even know that you were going to bring this up on radio.
I will bring it up.
Oh, goodness.
Because you're serious. You looked at me and said, you say, I want you to be puffed. I want your tummy to come out.
I didn't say I want your tummy to come.
Hello.
I only said. Okay, Innocent is on the line. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Innocent.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm the first time caller today.
Yay! Welcome.
Thank you.
So you need to do the ritual. You need to scream, "What's up, Lagos?"
Oh, what's up, Lagos?
Yes!
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Thank you for the program. I always listen to this one. I never have time to call.
We're glad you made it.
Yeah, let me give it a try and I pray through. I'm happy to hear it. First of all, Nigeria in particular is a tough situation right now.
Mm.
So everyone should be aware that in life, there's always a tough and a tough time.
Mm.
You understand that we'll pass through and we're going to enjoy at the end of it. Then that apart.
Yeah.
Then when you want to have this pack, this pack is for outside the house and one pack for
inside the house. Is that too much to ask?
So. It's interesting, but you can't have the two at once.
Uh-huh. Which one do you have?
Me?
Me.
Nigeria.
Me. Hello, please. Hello, sir.
He has brought Nigeria into
your
it.
Your question is not what is happening in Nigeria. The question is, what pack do you have?
I have only one.
That's good. It's something. At all.
It's average.
It's
average.
It's something.
That's
at all,
okay.
At all.
I have to chill in the evening and I drink one or two bottles.
Okay, I get it. Thank you so much for sharing, Innocent. They say, what pack do you have? Six or one?
Is that you know, Nigeria? You guys, allow Nigeria to rest sometimes. You know? Allow Nigeria rest. Take your own responsibility. Oh goodness, man. My tummy hurts.
Aye.
My tummy hurts.
You need this kind of laugh experience or laughing experience, right?
Okay.
After going through a tough night.
That's right.
I cannot come here and pretend as if, you know, Lagosians had it soft or most Nigerians had it soft yesterday night or the past couple of days. Because the national grid on Monday, we know experienced a collapse in 2022. And that's like the second time it's happening. And there was a blackout across the country. And now states affected, of course, include Lagos, Eku, even in Enugu, in Abia, Anambra, Ebonyi.
Imo. Yeah.
You know, I mean, this development, of course, affected a lot of people. Because not everyone would stay with the gen throughout the night, running throughout the night. Nobody would do that. And then, you know, when your gen is, no matter how strong the gen is, when he's carrying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ACs, the gen, you'll be told where he is, that he's on Earth. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people slept in the dark.
That's
and
right.
Also in the heat.
Yeah.
And trust me, it's not funny. In Lagos, with the heat now, average temperature is at least 45 degrees. So no, it's not play.
Yeah.
The heat, the breeze itself is hot. It's hot breeze.
So back to our conversation. You can tell us what is going on around your area, how you're doing. We're going on a break shortly.
Yeah.
But I mean, shout out to Sheriff. Shout out to you. I can see your comment. So he's saying that I cannot have the both.
Okay.
But I know I can have the both.
How? As you eat and now drink water. What?
I thought that's how you walk out in the morning when you sleep. You know, when you wake up, you walk out at night. No, you wake up. Oh, how do I explain this now? You have the one pack in the night, and then you have the six packs in the daytime.
How?
And how you can do that is, you know, you walk out in the morning. That's how these guys do it now. You guys, talk to me. That's how you do it. Stop looking at me like that. That's how you guys do
she
it.
She wants me to have one pack. I have not seen this before, right?
I love the one pack. It's fluffy. It's comfortable.
We
need to go on a break.
You don't like seeing me.
This is an infomercial.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
I don't get it, you know. Let's really analyze this. There's some messages coming in now, opening our eyes to so many things that we need to look at when it comes to this subject matter. Because it's a real issue right here, you know. On What's Up Lagos, of course, we talk real conversations and real people. So guys, if you're just joining us, welcome back. You are listening to Vetekes on What's Up Lagos, Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We have Vetekes indeed. She's Andrea Odobi Teke.
And he is Collins.
Thank you very much for the prestige
voice. It's all right. It's 10:34 on the clock. It's still the feel of Lagos right here. Do you want to tell us what is going on around your area and how you're feeling this morning? Or do you want to jump on our banter this morning?
Yep.
Collins decided to bring my issue. He decided to bring, you know, our bedroom talk on the air this morning. But it's okay. I want a six pack and a one pack. But if you am to choose... If I were to choose which one works best, that is, if I were to choose which one I really, really want, I would go for the one pack.
I mean, that's where it all started from.
I would go for the one pack.
That is where it started from.
Yeah.
She just called me and said, look, I want you to add weight. I want you to have, you know, I said, I'm working on my six pack. She said, no. Give me one pack. It's softer. I was just here. So I know there'll be a lot of people in that situation. And then I was surprised for the moment. I said, well, I hear a lot of women tell their man, you know what?
They want a six pack.
Yeah, they want a six pack. And you are here telling me one pack.
No, back in the day, when I was much younger, I'm not old.
Yeah.
All right. I'm still a very young lady. But if I, you know, back then I used to think, no, that's the goal, man. My man has to have the six pack and all of that.
Six, seven tall.
Yeah. All of that stuff, you know. But hey, babe, if you have that, that's sweet. All right, that's sweet for you. But as time went on in life,
you realize.
As I grew older, I realized, like you said, it began to dawn on me which was more important. You understand what I mean? You get it now?
I get it.
I got it. So I'm going to read a few WhatsApp messages.
Yep.
And this is first coming. Okay, you didn't put your name. I would like for you to put your name and where you're sending your message from. This will help us, you know, get to know ourselves better and all of that. So let me see. This one here is saying, hello, the Techies. This six-pack issue. It says, my wife told me she wants only three packs.
Okay.
Not six. So, I mean, she's being considerate.
Yeah.
And she says, so I went to the gym and my instructor told me to eat little portions of food. My wife said, I must eat that she doesn't want the packs again.
You see?
He says, colleagues, as we speak, I don't even get any pack again.
You have one.
You know, I feel your wife.
One,
you know,
fluffy one.
You know how it is when, I mean, you cooked a very sumptuous looking meal and your husband's looking like he's not eating.
Which law that?
It's looking like he's not eating. I don't understand.
What is the law?
You need to be well fed.
Aha. You see the conflict? You see the conflict of interest here. Wives would always want the husband to eat before they say, I'm not taking care of you. Before your family would say, since he got married, he's not looking like a married man. Society itself wants you to show how your belly's coming out. Oh. Some people even use belly to judge whether a person has money or not.
Oh, no.
In this society. So, I know, I feel your pain, guys, especially those who want to achieve the six-pack. But it's not working because society is working against them.
Yeah.
Family is working against them. The wife is working
against
them.
Am I working against you
to
now?
To ensure that...
I'm working against you.
I used to wonder, must food be loaded? Must the food be a mountain? To show that it's...
What I try to say, I'm out food for you.
The whole idea is it to feed the husband? I don't get it. Because if you want six pack, you cannot be eating those portions of food. You reduce the portion like the expert said.
Yeah.
But the same people who want you to get that six pack will tell you, no, you must eat. I don't know. How do you expect the person to keep fit and have six pack when you're loading it? You will dish in the soup. There'll be, you know, pamon, you know, fish, dry, everything scattered there, well. And that's how Africans eat. We want to see everything in that plate. Nothing like, you know, just have a small portion, grab a bite. There's no grab a bite. When people say, well, I'm going to break, I want to go grab a bite. I say, no. That's what you're just using English. There's no grabbing a bite. You say, I want to go and dig it. Because that's what we do. We eat a lot. So, guys, I don't know what you think about that. What part are you? Six-pack or one-pack? And tell us your story.
All right, the phone lines are buzzing. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Boss of Lagos.
Yes, sir.
Cheers live.
I think I know if you shout Boss of Lagos now.
What's going on?
Yeah, they are gay passengers.
Okay.
My name is Jonah.
Welcome, Jonah.
Yeah, on my way going to Aja, a truck hit somebody going towards Lakey side in the front of Eleganza. So the traffic here is terrible, my brother and sister. It's very, very terrible.
But I hope...
I've been here.
Is the situation under control right now?
It's not controllable. It's not controllable at all. Because soldiers are the one even helping the matter there now. If not, they would have even burned that truck down.
Wow.
They have already scattered the screen of the truck itself.
Okay.
All those our guys, Okada, they gathered there now. But the soldiers are helping the situation, but the traffic is no go area or going towards Lakey like this.
Okay.
Wow. So the person, are you aware if the person died?
Yes, of course, because I have seen flesh pieces on the floor there.
Man, thank you for this report.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. So, guys, there's traffic on the...
Lakey Expressway,
close to Lakey out there. We're here that the truck hit someone and there's traffic situation over there. This is calling on the emergency and security agencies to spring into action.
There.
Yeah.
Mm.
Divert.
Thank you, Jonah. Thank you so much for bringing that report. It's the feel of Lagos, and that's what we do here. Do you have any situation report that you would like for us to be aware of? And also other well-meaning Lagosians to be aware of.
Well, you want to talk to the governor. This is a place. No need to go to Alau, sir. Just call. Say, what's up, Lagos? And address the governor straight.
That's right. Also, our banter is ongoing. Do you want to be a part of the banter with the techers? We're talking one pack or six packs.
Fantastic. Where are you? What do you want?
Okay. On WhatsApp, this is coming from Emeka Maxwell from Ago Palace Way. He says,
what's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive.
Good morning. This is Jonathan calling from Lekki. First time caller.
Welcome. It's great to have you.
Yeah, thank you. My night was great. I want to talk about the first one.
Okay.
The night.
Yeah.
Great.
Yes.
So, for the answer, I think it's okay because if you want to go on women's side, when you're going to go for a six pack, they're going to tell you, and it's going to eat because on your, you have to follow your balanced diet for the six pack. But I just believe for one pack. But anyone who tells you to go for a six pack, I guess you have to fight the dining and also fight the six pack because you can't do the two at once. It's not possible. The one pack I go for.
You go for one pack.
Is that what you have?
Yes, one pack. because it's not possible because eventually the guy who is going to put you through for the six pack is going to tell you, oh, you have to eat some 30 meals or you have to eat your 70 meals.
Yeah.
And there are sometimes the wife will have just cook one delicious, maybe your favorite food. And oh no, you can't actually say, oh, babe, I want to. You know, they say I should go on a balanced diet.
Yeah.
And the next thing, you have to start fighting all the family. You're not training my son well. Oh, no, this is why I broke my son. You understand what I...
Right.
So guys, I go for one pack.
Okay,
one pack.
You go for one pack. Shout out to you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Okay. I think you were explaining something.
Yep.
Okay. You were explaining something earlier about bodybuilding.
Yes, absolutely. So, for you to be able, an average bodybuilder, for example, now this is not the ones, professional ones that will be on the stage, just average, you need at least some 6 hours of training, you know, sometimes twice a day, possibly, or at least 6 hours training a day for entire week. And then you do that for at least 4 to 5 years before you now even, you know, achieve the body the way it is. Now, it doesn't end there. You now have to, like, what? Keep doing it consistently. You stop, you snooze, you lose.
Yeah.
Same thing with six pack. So you have to develop a lifestyle that has to do with you, you know, rushing your portion, eating small food, not eat anything before 7 o'clock, you will not eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard somebody say for what? but that's what you need to do.
Right.
So the question is, can you maintain six pack? Now that means also that you're going to spend time maintaining six pack. And if you look at it, it's good though. But at the same time, would you rather just try to be fit
than to have six pack?
And use that time to hustle for money.
You understand? I prefer that you keep fit, which is something you're man. In fact, you're the one who, you inspire me when it comes to keeping fit.
Yeah.
And shout out to you for that. You know, when you see Collins, you know that he's one who, you know, hits the gym as much as possible. You do. So you keep fit, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that there's extra effort to developing your muscles. There's extra effort. And you see, the six packs and all of that, and having to build them, it's a lot of work.
A lot of work,
a lot of dedication.
Time.
You also have to deprive yourself of some you know, guilty pleasure. You know, you would have to deprive yourself of some of those things. For instance, I know that you don't eat late night.
Yeah.
I mean, that one's normal. Don't eat late night. It's not even good.
No, generally.
Generally, it's not good. Eat late night. But there are foods you can't take, you know.
And maybe fruits.
Yeah, food you can't. There's some kind of food you can't take. Right? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Do I know what I'm saying at
you
all?
You know what I'm saying?
But I know that it takes quite a bit. You do dieting, and you
also train. You have rest days. It's just a routine. So if you want to follow as a bodybuilder, that's your job. You can be fully.
Sorry.
But not to keep. Not that you want to keep. You want to keep for six part. Not be biscuits. Mm-hmm. So all ladies, all of you requesting for your man to give, please give me six pack. Can't you see?
Your fellow man.
Six pack on TV and real life, there are different things. So, and on, anyways.
No, six packs is good. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
But I like the one pack too. Yes. I mean, can't a girl have all that she desires?
Yes.
I want to know. Like, can't I have all that I want?
One
I want to have
night.
It all. I want to have it all. One pack at night and then six packs during the day, you know?
You know,
so that we can do those photo shoots that you see around, you know, so that we can do those kind of photo shoot where you just, you know, open your chest and I put my hand on your, you know, on your packs.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that kind of thing.
And then at night, you can put your head on the one pack.
You're a rigmarole. You understand? We're on the tolerance. You people, this is not me. This is not Andrea. All right, Collins, you had to bring this out. This is not Andrea.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
I knew you didn't expect it, but hey, let's take some more messages. Calls are coming in.
Hello?
Hello.
Just alive.
I'm a first-time caller on this show. My name is Samuel from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Samuel.
I listen to you always.
Thank you for listening.
I appreciate you for putting smiles on people's faces and all that. I just keep laughing while I'm traffic and all that, you know. In fact, I don't know if I'm going to try to achieve a six-pack or remain on my one-pack, because actually my wife told me that, oh, this thing is growing big, that is not good, you know? But honestly, I'm not out there to please anybody. I can't lie to you because... I can't lie to you. I don't know if I'm trying to belong to the six-pack or just to remain in one pack now, but no. Shuffling my meals, no. Because... I can't do without, you know, the main meal. If I do without it, my body will be shivering, you know?
Check.
I mean, swallow. Just any swallow. I can't do without it today. And you know, if I want to maintain six packs, I have to cut all those things, you know?
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is not done. I can't maintain it.
Thank you.
For being blunt.
For being very sincere. You know, thank you so much.
But, so.
Okay.
So go ahead.
I wanted to say that, you know how the average Nigerian man
yeah.
goes to work in the morning,
yeah.
comes back pretty late at night,
yeah.
and that's when he has to eat, you know, at home.
No.
Most of them.
Most,
not
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
It's not good to eat late night, right?
Yeah.
Maybe plan yourself when it gets to 7 or, you know, 8, thereabout, make sure you eat.
Yeah.
But, you know, most times you come back late. And they have to eat the wife's food. You have to eat madame's food.
Yep.
You get it? And,
yep.
and they have to like eat late. And eating late would have you bloated.
That's right.
And they're also, you know, one person also called and said at night is when he sits down to take one or two bottles. And yeah. one or two bottles also encourages that.
Of definitely does. Mm. And, well, I was going to say something about eating, right? So if you want to do that,
yeah.
sometimes in Africa, I mean, if they give you an option,
yeah.
that's... they're going to give you something, maybe just drink a liquid, and it has the nutrients you need,
mm-hmm.
the strength to strengthen your immune system, not to keep you hungry, for yeah. you to be strong. What you need, the nutrients.
Yeah. It's just in a bottle, a drink.
In a drink, maybe in a solution, or just
yeah.
just maybe a few, just something that is unnecessary.
Yeah.
Even if that thing is more nutritional, is good for your health, even
yes.
more important than any food.
Yes.
Nobody would trade that for... Nobody would trade their swallow, like this man said, for that.
Mm.
If like the doctor say, oh, you know what? This is just fine for you.
Yes.
You take this, you're good.
Yes.
It's going to strengthen your immune system.
Yes.
You're going to be strong. But you see, we have a relationship with our food in a special way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the man said, he said he can't do without
the swallow.
And that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, but I mean, just try to eat healthy and stay yeah. fit. You don't necessarily have to have six pack
yep.
for you to be healthy and
yeah.
for you to be fit. Collins is fit. Like, one thing I know for sure, Collins is super fit.
Mm.
But, you know...
You want this? You don't want the six pack. You want the
yeah.
one pack.
You can fit without.
See, my tummy is now. I was just almost beating myself.
But you know, low key, because you said it, I was
yeah.
just drifting towards that. Like, you know what?
No, but if it's not good for you,
it's not good, though.
Yeah, huh, do something about
it. It's not good. I'm
do
gonna
something about it.
Burn it away.
Yeah,
then.
Don't mind me being sarcastic and all of that.
That's right. Should you always do what your partner says?
No.
Okay.
No.
Even if it doesn't make them happy.
That's a different conversation.
For another day.
Yeah, different conversation for another day. Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Yeah, somebody there to you.
Welcome.
The man from Kalahari Desert. Hello, Abidane.
Oliada.
Yeah, as regards to dieting, the certain food you'll be eating, instead of increasing, you'll be decreasing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like tomatoes and onion, and sardine mixed together with cucumber, use it to eat rice.
Mm-hmm.
You will be going slimmer.
Mm. Sardine mixed together with cucumber.
Hello?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then as a guy to swallow, if you have a 50% soup and then 20% the amala or the padediam, it's equivalent to eating a salad. Mm. So the swallow, we have enough power to fertilize the the Movita or the Aku. Mm. Yeah. So you may not, you don't need to be afraid of eating any of those foods. So far there is no pepper. So prove that you have eaten food. And then the soup, 60%. The swallow, 20%.
All right.
Don't be like, as you have eaten salad.
Yeah.
That's right. Thank you so much. That's... So that the quantity, the portioning.
Exactly. You can eat your carbs, but in lesser portions. You can eat your swallow and all of that, but in lesser portions. And, you know, our soups, especially African soups, are very rich, you know, in vitamins. They're very rich in, you know, vegetables and all of that. Protein.
Spices.
Yeah, and all of that. So, you, like she said, more of the soup.
And less of the
swallow.
But that's the opposite you see around.
Yeah. People mount their swallow. They're like, put it in small spoon. But, you know, everybody, you see, what I've noticed, we eat to be full.
To feel that we are full.
Yeah.
That
feeling, you know. That will last you for the rest of the day. Some people eat yam with rice.
Hello. If you want to talk to me, talk to me directly. I'll be right back. Well, beautiful piece of music there. Listening to that, you know, reminds you of how beautiful the continent of Africa is, irrespective of what the sound is like in terms of the language. There's something that connects us. I always like to remind the Africans that we are on the same land. You know what it means? From north to south, it's the same land that connects all of us. Always remember that. We'll wrap up in just a moment. There are messages to be taken, and we'll do just that.
All right. This is coming from Shakira. Shakira from Ogudo Jota says, please, who seeks back help? Says my husband had an amusement park, but he started exercising. He still has one pack, Sha. Our daughter loves it, and so do I. All right. I was going to say, where are the women? Nobody's talking.
All right. That's a good one.
Anyway, Olamilekos says, good morning, the techers. I eat a lot too, but I will work out sometimes in the morning. But my co-workers, they complain too much. But me, I cannot come and keep myself. That means you have one pack. That's what he's trying to say.
Welcome.
All right. Another coming from Kelvin. Kelvin from Unilag said, what's up, Lagos, Collington, Andrea? You guys are on fire this morning. He says, I don't laugh, Taya. He says, I like the way one of the callers put it. He says, pouch. One pack, six pack. I keep bouncing in between all of them. He says, 1 minute I have the pouch. The next I'm working it into an amusement park. And then six. He says, before you know what's happening, we are back to square one. Good one, guys. God bless you for everything you do to help our
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, too. Okay, another one says, good morning, the techers. This is coming from Useful, from Lag. He says, one pack is not too good compared to six packs. He said, body mass or big stomach is always associated more to health issues. He says, rice I am is not for Collins alone. Real men is rice I am. Anyway, it's 11 o'clock already. The news update, headlines, rather, coming up shortly.
That's right. Welcome back. We are live on What's Up Lagos with the techers right here on this beautiful day. And we're taking a lot of messages before we get into the family talk, which we have a very vital conversation to have, which all of you should be a part of. But first, guys, you guys are cracking us up with all these amazing messages. So it's time to hit the booth right now and check out what's
all
in
right.
that side.
First on the list, Peter Ayorinde from Anthony says, good morning, techers. I liked the caller that mentioned one pouch. However, one bag is bigger than one pouch. I gave my wife a dress down look last weekend when she said the Lenten season is taking its toll on me. She then mounted my dinner plate when she said she wants me to grow big so that people will praise her. I gave her that. No, be your fault. She says, okay, I gave her that no be your fault look. I still ate the big plate, oh, and I took my bag of tummy to bed. Right.
Wow.
You know, she says so that people will praise her. That, you know, you're feeding your man well.
You know, I mentioned...
That's some women's, you know, line of thought.
As a society,
yeah.
Family members, You know, they expect to. In fact, it's part of the things they promise young men before they get married. Yeah, people tell them that, don't worry. By the time you get married, now this bone will glue you.
You'll add more flesh.
Your wife will feed you. So it's even an expectation. Guys, who knows what I'm talking about right there?
I know that some people can relate to what you're saying. Another here says, good morning, the tech is what's up, Lagos. CN Collins, you can't have the two at once, so give Andrea the one pack and take the seven. All right. Another here, wow, quite a lengthy one. Godfrey from Ikotun says, what's up, Lagos? Collins and Andrea, no be smarty, no. The heat no be here. I was sleeping with my wife last night. I was sweating, seriously sweating. I woke up to no light. I saw my wife just turning around due to heat. I feel for her. With the heat, my wife stood up. She couldn't bear it. I didn't notice as she stood up because I was feeling sleepy. I have no choice than to go back to sleep inside the heat too, because I have made up my mind to bear the heat. It says, before I knew, my wife woke up for prayer. I was angry with the situation since no lights, no fuel for generator. It says, I don't buy for a tire. Collins and Andrea, how many times someone go buy fuel? It says, this light is very important. This morning, the NEPA official brought bill. I was so furious about that bill. I want to beat him up.
NEPA, please, don't beat people. Now, this is not the right time to go and give bill. You do that when the light is steady. I mean, I won't buy that idea.
Okay. Another message. This one's coming from Rashid here. Rashid says, my wife wants me to gain weight and groom a little pot belly. She feels it's a sign of maturity and good living.
That's another point.
Okay.
Say small boys, 90 okay. Six pack.
It says, but it'll force me into native wears, whereas I'm more comfortable with non-traditional wear. Okay.
You know, there's a native wears you can't have wear, and they will sit on your body if you don't have that belly.
Okay. Let's see. Patrick from
Maybe
Ogba.
Suit supports belly. Just saying.
Patrick from Ogba says, there's some kind one pack. I can't wear a suit too. You can't wear suits if you have that type of one pack. No. Ay. Don't go there. Let's leave it with native.
All right. I think for natives, yeah.
Yes. Good morning, the techers. Six packs is all about the person in question. Some eat a little with pot belly. Some eat much and flat belly or six packs. It says me, I got a small low. Sometimes it comes six, sometimes four, no matter how I eat. It says, I'm a dancer though, so I'm light and feet.
Okay.
Another one here says, this patience. That's not your name. It says, good morning, Tech. As it takes a lot of discipline and consistency to build the body. I'm a bodybuilder, and it took me a lot to achieve it. I sacrificed a lot to get there.
That's right.
But the key thing to note is patience and consistency. Now tell me, how many men?
That consistency part of it.
The average Nigerian man who will wake up in the morning and go to work. I don't know if you understand the
language
I'm going to.
And I enter traffic.
And all that stress. Where's the time to enter the gym now for the patience and consistency?
You need at least 5 to 7 hours workout a day.
Right. But I know that I'm speaking. It feels like I'm speaking on behalf of some men this morning. Yeah. I'm like, Andrea, yes, I can. Yes, that is it. You are saying the right thing.
So in a nutshell, we're trying to tell you that, look, we understand why you have one pack.
One pack, yes.
And it's not your fault.
It's not your fault. But I mean, you can do something about it, right? If it's going to be detrimental to your health, you need to do something about it. So we're not here to promote one pack. We're not promoting one pack. It's just my innermost desire that my husband brought on the air this morning. But it's okay. It's okay. There are more messages indeed. Evans from Royal Palms Estate Festac says, what's up, Lagos? As for me, I'm okay with my one pack. He says, who six packs help? I'm not going for any Olympic show, and I'm very fit with one pack. All right.
Okay.
Shout out to you, Track. Track said, okay, Track from Rafa says, I'm one of the proud leaders of One Pack Gang. He says, for me, consistency requires pairing. I have failed to fast alone. I do simple push-ups alone, etc. I don't exercise. Says, now, gauging or not taking swallow like a mala is a taboo. It says, from marketing days, I sabi trek. That's one exercise. It says, whenever you see me say I fit, No, I am broke, Nye. Okay.
Some people will say that if you have time to go and be doing fitness, you most likely be broke.
Yeah. Okay, then. There are quite a lot of messages coming in. Yeah. We know that you want to...
But not everybody, though. They're those who have made it in life.
Okay. Savior on Lekki Expressway said, hello, Collins and Andrew. I kindly inform Nema to treat this urgent. There's a truck burning at Eleganza Axis on Lekki Expressway. It involved two casualties. Kindly treat as urgent. A report came in recently. Same thing.
Is it the same?
Yes, it is the same.
Wow.
It is the same. So there's another message I was trying to read.
Perhaps they burned the truck or something.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Okay. I'm trying to get that message. Oh, boy. We found a message. The message here says, good morning, the techers. At the second toll gate, a truck just killed three guys and people calling on the police. They refused to come. The boys around set the truck ablaze just now. This coming from Emmanuel from Lekki. He says, please let Jonah know the death toll is three and the truck is already on fire. They might fight back once the military guys leave the scene. So Jonah called in earlier. He mentioned that there's a gridlock around that area at the moment.
Yeah.
And it's as a result of the fact that a truck hit someone. And it's causing some sort of an unrest in that area at the moment.
Yeah. Well, we just hope that that is arrested right now. If you're around there, give us an update. Let's know if security agencies have come to the rescue of the situation, if you like. We're just getting updates again that the casualty was three. We're not confirmed. But we'll hear more as we proceed about that a particular story. What is the traffic situation like on the roads? Is that causing, from reports we're hearing, that caused a lot of traffic? If you are in the traffic right now, would you like to let us know what your experience is like? Send us a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. You can send a WhatsApp or tweet at us at Nigeria Info FM. The hashtag is WhatsApp Lagos, hashtag Nigeria Info WL, hashtag the Techers, and every other hashtag Chance to Life. We are here for you.
All right. Uche here is sending a message. He says, Collins and Andrea, the traffic from Ajah Nobi here, it says 2 hours already, not even got into VGC. I'm guessing it's because
the same reason.
Of the same, yeah.
So somebody has to do something about that, man. And really sad experience. Oh, boy. A lot of messages, but we are far away out of time. And we have to get into our main conversation today, shall we?
That's right.
Those who joined us yesterday, you have an idea of what we're talking about. But if you didn't, well, stay tuned because it has to do with you, your family, and the families around the continent.
Family, considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all. It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techers. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Well, Welcome back. It's another episode of the Family Talk with the Techers, where the biggest family conversation happens every day on the radio, Monday to Friday. And we are here again with another interesting and necessary topic to discuss on the show.
All right. Today, we're discussing suicide among adolescents and family support and how families can support adolescents. Now, report showed that 0.6 over 100,000 among those 14 years and younger, to 6.9 over 100,000 among those aged 15 to 19 years. Studies have found out that the rate of suicide attempts among suicide has been put at 12%. Mm. That means that the rate of suicide attempts among adolescents is on the rise. And that's why we're talking about it today. We've seen report of adolescents experiencing suicide ideation.
Yeah.
And there are a couple of stories that I want to highlight. This report was done by The Nations. Yeah. It says a 14-year-old schoolgirl, Anita Halidou Ibrahim, committed suicide because of her disgraceful pregnancy.
Hmm.
Another 12-year-old here, Anita, a student of... Another 17-year-old, Amos Ibrahim, who committed suicide in Jos Plateau State on May 14, 2019, after he drank, the popular pesticide. Now, his reason for attempting suicide was because he had poor performance and his 2019 UTME.
Huh.
We've heard cases, we've seen a lot of cases where young adults are committing suicide. And then you want to ask, is it that there's too much ongoing for them that they cannot handle? We find parents saying things like, what are you thinking about? You're too young to think. Why would you want to think of suicide? Why do you want to think of suicide? What do you have in your mind? What are you thinking about? What is too stressful for you?
Mm-hmm.
You're too young to think that way. But the truth is, they also go through quite a lot. You see, the age 8, 10, down to 18 years, they go through quite a lot. Bullying is one of them. Sexual assault is one of them. Identity crisis is one of them, amongst many other things that they experience on a daily basis. And this alone can lead them, all right, mm-hmm. to having suicide ideation.
Yep.
If care is not taken.
That's right.
And that's why we're talking about it today. Yesterday we played an audio of a woman, how that her son committed suicide. And this was as a result of the fact that from her words, her son was sodomized.
Yeah.
But she didn't know. She just realized that he was being withdrawn.
Mm-hmm.
He started failing at school, and that even worsened the whole thing. He became withdrawn. He couldn't speak or play as he used to. A very fun, loving young boy was no longer a fun, loving young boy. He was withdrawn, hated to hang around his sisters. You know, things changed about him.
But
the mom didn't see that as though something had gone wrong that needed attention. She just felt that her son was being difficult and ignored the whole thing until he hung himself at the balcony and died afterwards.
I mean, the part of the story that really touched me, the fact that she was called, when she was called by the other children, that look,
come and see what is happening, your brother. And she didn't even care.
She said she thought she was one of those tantrums. I beg, I'm busy. So what that tells me is that sometimes we get used to our kids. There is not much I know. We think we know. We get used to them to the point where, you know, we don't do the routine checkup anymore. It'll check on them,
mm-hmm.
find out, spend some time, quality time, to find out what exactly they're feeling. Examine their body. You know, yeah, another thing like that. And that was a very sad story. And this topic is quite important because my brother, my sister, the times are really hard out there. And these hard times always have a toll, you know, on these young ones. And then apart from that, there are natural things like peer pressure
yes.
that will push them to want to. With the advent of the social media, with the showbiz industry that shows you what is not, that calls for things that be not as though they were, you know, if you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. That also, you know, puts some pressure because you now have access to different minds, how the teenagers all around the world, mm-hmm. you have access to information
right.
that before now you didn't need. Now there's just so much. That's over information. This is the over information age. So they have a lot to deal with. Just to mention a few things that these kids have to deal with that can push them to have societal thoughts. So what do we do? How do we address it? Are you worried as a person out there about this rate of suicide amongst teenagers?
I am worried. I am extremely worried. And I'm sure that our guest today, she shared with me her own experience, how that her 8-year-old also experienced. It's baffling to think that an 8-year-old would have suicide ideation. To think that children at that age would start thinking of killing themselves.
Hmm.
What is so overwhelming that could lead a child as young as that to think of killing themselves? And trust me, these are serious issues. And it is happening. We said something yesterday. God forbid, it's not a therapy.
Yep.
It will never happen to us. It's not a form of therapy. Mm. It's not even a form of helping the individual come off whatever they're dealing with.
And what are you thinking about? How old are you to start worrying?
Mm.
It's also not an advice or a therapy. It doesn't help a person overcome what they're going through in any way.
That's right. And you see, that statement comes more often because that particular phase, you know, of development, it's most times ignored.
That's
it's
right.
most times neglected because you're still in between. Oh, they're not adults. Yes, they're still children. Meanwhile, it's a phase on its own where they're transitioning to adulthood.
That's right.
So a lot is going on, both hormone-wise, but, you know, mental-wise. Quite a lot is happening. Their minds are really fragile, and that's when they have to start making, identity crisis, really.
That's
like
right.
just trying to identify where they belong, the values that, you know, guide
right.
them, you know, what information they should take and what not they shouldn't take and all of that. And like you said, it's an
it's over information.
Over information age. There's so much out there that could put
much
them under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. If an adult can be under pressure, you know, in this over information age, how much more a teenager? How much more an adolescent?
So if you're a teenager out there, you've ever found yourself also in a situation where you almost thought of, you know, maybe this world should just end. I'm just tired. Would you like to share with us what that is? Perhaps you're listening to us now and you're looking, how can I find help? I don't like the way I'm feeling. Feels like I should leave this world. You want to call us. Let's share. Let's talk. Let's see how we can share. We're in this together. That's the whole idea of this conversation today. Because the topic is, you know, suicide among adolescents and the family support. What role family can play to help, you know, curb this or reduce to the barest minimum or nip it to the bud. As I say, right?
All right, and to help us with this, we have a child and we have a child and adolescent counselor. She's also a sexual abuse counselor, Barbara Isioma Onyechi. She's here with us. How are you? Welcome, ma'am.
Hi, good morning. Thanks to be here with you.
It's good to have you join us. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling great, and you hope people are doing well too.
We're doing good.
Doing great.
Great.
All right, so talk to us. Today we're talking suicide among adolescents and family support. This is a very, very important conversation that we should be having. And we want to find out. There are a few things we want to find out. What could be the contributing factor to the rise of suicide among adolescents, especially in Nigeria?
Okay, yeah. You see, this is not in that conversation. I'll tell you why. Like, for example, over the weekend we went to school, we went to the campus outreach, and we found out about 25% of the people we spoke with already dealing with suicide ideation, and besides that, some had even attempted suicide.
Wow.
Kids between 14 and 16.
Wow.
Yeah. That's because we just want school. So imagine if we had to reach out to lots of teenagers, the kind of things that you're going to hear at. And some factors have led to this.
Oh, your network isn't so Hello, ma'am.
We cannot hear you. The sound is not perfect. We might want to change your positioning if possible.
Okay, is this better?
Not quite. Just.
I'm not sure why you can't hear
okay,
me.
It's better now. It's okay now. It's okay. Go ahead.
It's okay. You can go ahead, ma'am. Hello.
Hello. All right, we're going to certainly reconnect with her quickly to ensure that we get to hear from. But from that little comment, you heard that they went to a couple of schools and found out that a large percentage of the kids they interacted with, 25% of the kids they interacted with, you know, had either, you know, had some suicide ideation or some have attempted to commit suicide.
And these are teenagers between, she said, 14 to 16,
yep,
I think.
Yep,
yeah, 14 to 16,
right.
That's what she said. So you can see, I mean, you can hear for yourself that these things are happening.
That's right.
You might come back home and you find out that your daughter or your son is, you know, you're going by your regular day, not knowing that child of yours might just be having suicide ideation.
We
need to go on a break. We will be right back shortly. Stick around.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
The Family Talk is live. It's 11:27 and we are having a conversation here today in the Family Talk that has to do with suicide among teenagers or adolescents, if you like. And the role of family and family support, if you like. What can we do to, as a family, to avert this? We were having a conversation with our guest before we went on that break, and she's back.
All right.
And they will take it up from there.
Welcome. Welcome again, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Sorry, I lost you for a bit.
Yes. Go ahead, please.
Okay, so we're talking about factors that could have led to the rise of suicide and amongst adolescents.
Yes.
You know, first of all, I would like to talk about what suicide ideation is. You know, suicide ideation is an umbrella term, and it describes a spectrum of thoughts, and it has to do with the suicidal thoughts, then the plan itself, the intent before the attempt.
Mm.
So sometimes, you know, for some adolescents, they end with just the thoughts. But when they feel pressured, it can move ahead to the plan and the attempt eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So we have different stages that they go through.
Yeah.
And it means sometimes for adolescents, at some point in their life, this thought might just cross their mind.
Yeah.
But depending, a lot of factors can, you know, push it to the attempt stage. So these are the factors I want to discuss. The first major thing I'll talk about is parenting style.
Mm.
There are some toxic parenting behaviors that parents have, and they don't understand the effect on the children.
Mm.
They think it's just, you know, a way of controlling them, especially in this part of the world where we forget to see children as individuals, but rather as people who don't know their way, and we need to just, you know, control everything that they do. One parenting style that is not helpful to children is completely shielding children from pain. You think because, you know, you don't want them to go through certain things, you don't want them, something happens, instead of you to explain to them this is what's going on, you hide it from them.
Mm.
They are not able to develop coping skills. So when they find themselves in situations that are, you know, trying, they just go on that. They don't have a way of, you know, managing that situation, managing their emotions, and knowing that in life, some things don't go the way we planned. That's one.
Okay.
Then another one, invalidating children's feelings. Why are you crying? Is it because of that small thing you're crying? That child is crying because for that child, it's something huge.
Mm.
So when you invalidate their feelings, you know, when it gets bigger, they don't want to come to you because they don't want to feel bad.
Mm.
Yeah.
You make them feel like it's nothing.
Yeah.
So they start struggling alone. And that's how depression could set in, and the next thing, suicide ideation starts coming up because they start thinking, what can I do? Let this whole thing just end.
Mm.
You know, then another thing is praising results only. We always tell people, when we're talking with parents, the virtue is in the effort, not just the result.
Okay.
Yes, the child might have not done well, but the child is trying. Keep raising the effort so the child keeps trying.
Mm-hmm.
If not, when the child tries and fails, the child just feels, okay, I can't do this.
Yeah.
You know, and starts feeling really bad.
Yeah.
that we're still talking about parenting style.
Yeah.
Then, you know, on that prison result, you're talking about expecting perfection. You want them to be perfect.
Yeah.
But they have to keep trying to become perfect. And failure is part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
It's only with quitting they don't achieve what they want. But if they can keep trying, then they are good to go. Because that's what they need in life. It's the coping skill in life.
Mm-hmm.
Then another parenting style that is not helpful for children, guilt-tripping children. Ah, I carried you for 9 months.
Yeah.
Ah, after all I've done for you, have been paying your school fees. You know how much I pay at school fees. Telling kids things like that. You see a child fails an exam, and the first thing the child is thinking of is not, oh, what is? How can I do better? How can I do this? The child is thinking, my mom will kill me. My father is going to kill me. That's do you know right. how much they spend?
Mm.
They have spent so much on me.
Yeah.
The child becomes overwhelmed with adult thoughts.
Mm.
You know, these are things that could push the child to the other side.
Right.
Man.
Then another thing where it's gaining favor from children. Now, you want the child to feel you are the most loving parent. The father says this, the mother goes behind and says this. You know, to make the child, you know, closer to her or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
The child sometimes is confused. Sometimes the child starts having conflicting emotions and the child is not sure who to go to.
Mm.
And that's how the withdrawal starts.
Mm.
Then the child might not be able to communicate with either of you.
Mm.
That's another style of parenting that could, that's not really helpful, that could lead to this.
Yeah.
Another thing, parentifying children. Making them involved in adult decisions that shouldn't bother them. Mm. You're always complaining to them how you don't have money. You're always complaining to them how there are too many things you can't do, and they are confused. They don't even know how to help you.
Mm.
These are things you should talk about maybe with your friends or colleagues, you know, adults who would understand and probably give you advice. But you're complaining to this child, and sometimes the child gets very worried and not sure what to do. And sometimes when you're complaining about taking care of them, they start feeling like they're a burden to you.
Mm.
So maybe if I'm not here, mommy will be fine, daddy will be fine.
Mm.
That's where it goes to.
Okay.
You know, when parents are emotionally unavailable, we always tell people, your presence in the child's life can never be replaced by a present you give to the child.
Mm.
That's right.
So, when you're emotionally unavailable, the child might start relying on friends, you know, classmates and all that. And sometimes they get wrong advice. Sometimes they are just not satisfied. They just feel the emotional gap and they just get tired and feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Then they start thinking, maybe I should just go away.
Mm.
You know, we're talking about parenting behavior. So now these things are things that parents might not see as really, you know, something serious.
Mm-hmm.
You think that the kids, they'll cope. After all, my parents raised me like that, I cope.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's different. You know, children are more exposed now. There's so much information available to them, especially with the internet.
Yeah.
So when we were growing up, we didn't have as much as information as they have today.
That's right.
Yeah, so you can't treat them the same way. It's like, I tell people, like my kids, I have kids, like I feel like I'm raising two different generations of kids.
Mm.
My first two kids are almost 17 and 13. Then the second set, I have 6 and almost 4.
Mm.
And I found that parenting them is quite different.
That's right.
You know, I've had to adjust and adjust. It was different when I had my kids, the first two.
Mm.
Because what they are exposed to a lot, and they are more emotional than we were.
Yeah.
So we have to appeal to their emotions. We have to find a way to connect with them.
Mm.
And in connecting with them, we can reduce this, like this suicide ideation. And in fact, we're having more kids depressed these days than before.
That's right.
Because of their emotional state.
Right.
Then other challenges besides parents, we talk about peers.
Mm-hmm.
Bullying is a lot now in school.
Yeah.
Yes, we're talking about it a lot. Now, well, funny enough, it's still linked with parenting. Because sometimes bullying is happening to a child and the parent is not even available for the child to complain.
Hmm.
Or the parent is there, and one thing we have not talked about in parenting is overreaction. Everything you're telling your rapper, you're going to fight. You're telling, and the child is like, okay, if I tell daddy this or I tell mommy this, there's going to be a lot of problems, so let me keep quiet.
Mm. Okay.
Overreacting is another side of parenting that can affect children.
Okay.
So they just start managing the situation until, if they are children, we are going to get overwhelmed.
Mm.
So why can't children get overwhelmed? They are humans, so they are like, they're not sure how to come to you or who to report to because they don't want that overreaction.
Okay.
So you have to find a way to let them communicate with them and let them know that when they're in trouble, you can help them in a safe way that they won't get in trouble too. Mm. That is very important. Then another thing, social media. They see a lot of things.
Yep.
Do you know, getting news like maybe someone that, like a role model they have, committing suicide is enough to get them thinking. They are at a stage where, you know, there's so many things, so many hormonal things going on, so many thoughts, they are communicating with friends, and they think if they behave a certain way, you know, they'll be identifying with a particular person, maybe a role model they have.
Yes.
So now, someone they love so much now commits suicide, and they start thinking, let's do this together.
Okay.
That, sorry?
Wow. I mean, you've said a lot. That's
yes.
We're just soaking everything in and listening to you talk, and it's really brilliant indeed. But, you know, let me take you away from that a bit and bring you to the next question, which has to do with what signs, you know, should we look out for as an adolescent in having suicide ideation? What are some of those signs? What are signs to look out for?
Okay, some signs to look out for is because usually some children you might see signs, some you might not necessarily see the signs.
Mm-hmm.
So for some, you can see them, they start feeling, most of the time they look sad, they feel empty, or every little thing they tend to cry, but they can't explain why they are crying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ask them what's wrong, they're not sure. You know, you find that there's a lot of interest in activities that they usually enjoyed before. And you're actually what's wrong, they can't really explain what's going on.
Yeah.
Then you see them, they start losing interest in their appearance.
Okay.
They don't like to take care of themselves like before.
Okay.
You know, those are things to watch out for.
Yeah.
Or they start making statements like, oh, I'm so tired, I wish I could just disappear. It might sound like it's nothing, but take such statements seriously.
Yeah.
Very seriously. Don't just, you know, let it pass. You know, sometimes they get very hostile. When we do interpersonal sessions, where we parents, we tell them, before you name a child and you tag a child as difficult, as rebellious, please find out what's going on with this child. You know, usually teenagers in usual loving homes, they don't just become rebellious. Sometimes they are struggling emotionally and finding it hard to communicate.
Right.
Find out what's going on with them. You know, because it could be anything. Another thing to watch out for, they start giving out their things that they previously loved. And why are you giving this out? They're like, no, I just want to give it out to my friends.
Okay.
So you have to watch out for that.
Okay.
If you have kinds that you don't have journals, find out the kind of things that they write about. The kind of movies they like.
Yeah.
The kind of songs they like to listen to.
Okay.
These things can give you an idea of what they're thinking and what, you know, what interests them.
Yeah.
And you find out they are always preoccupied with things that have to do with sex, conversations.
Yeah.
These are signs to watch out for.
I mean, thank you very much for that. There's something something you mentioned. You said that there are some, they could go hostile and become aggressive.
Yes.
So there was a short audio we played yesterday of a woman who her son committed suicide, and one of the signs that her son began to show was aggressiveness. He was becoming aggressive. He was becoming, to her, in her own words, as she said, her son became difficult. So that's a very good point that you made. I'm sure that some parents might be listening right now, and when they notice that their children are becoming, in that word, difficult or becoming hostile or aggressive, they might just take it that this boy is becoming too stubborn or this girl is becoming too stubborn without necessarily finding out why, you know, they became this way. And having suicide ideation might just be one of it.
Yes, it could be one of it. And you know, sometimes there's this thing people say, that's how teenagers behave.
No, exactly.
It's not an umbrella where teenagers just, they become teenagers and they become rebellious.
Yes.
What they don't understand is that they are the place where they have a lot of emotional conflict.
True.
So sometimes they find it difficult to communicate.
Yeah.
That's what we're targeting as rebellious teenagers.
Yes.
We need to emotionally connect with them, find out what is going on with them. You know, the family support is very important.
Yes.
How to communicate with them, how you communicate with them, rather, it's very important.
Yeah.
You know, when teenagers are, you know, when they're in a good place, they're not rebellious.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
True, true. So let's move away from that. The next question I want to ask right now is, what are the common challenges that adolescents face that could lead them to having suicide ideation? I mean, because you said earlier, they're going through a lot of emotional crisis. So what are those other common challenges that this adolescents go through that could possibly lead them to having suicide ideation?
Some of the challenges... it's one major challenge I know they go through is having problems at school.
Violence at school.
Problems at school.
Problems.
You know, problems such as maybe they're not doing well at school, failing grades.
Okay.
You know, or probably, you know, they have maybe teachers are not comfortable with who they feel are bullying them, okay, or students who are bullying them.
Okay.
You know, and it falls back to parenting. Because if they have a child, a parent rather, they could talk to, you know, it might be easier for them. But if they're having some kind of emotions that they cannot relate to their parents about, it becomes a problem. Then they start struggling alone. They might start talking with their friends who might give wrong advices. Like, so if in school, a lot of them get exposed to drugs.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
A friend might just tell them, wait, if you just take this, you will feel better. They try it and like they forget their problems for just maybe 10 minutes and they think, this is cool. If I can feel this way for 10 minutes, what if I forget my problems for 3 hours? You know, that's how drug abuse starts.
Yeah.
You know, these are the kind of challenges. And when they go into such things, into substance abuse, suicide ideation is not far-fetched anymore. Because when they are okay, when they are not under the influence of anything, they feel really overwhelmed. Why? They don't have coping skills.
Yeah.
They are relying on something. Sometimes, loss of maybe someone close, maybe a parent, could lead to this. They feel overwhelmed. They are not sure how to handle it.
Yes.
Especially kids that have been shielded from pain. Maybe they've lost an aunt, they've lost somebody. They told them, that's anti-travel. They don't explain the concept of death to them.
Yeah.
So if that happens to somebody that, you know, you can't hide this anymore from them.
Yeah.
They can't deal with it. They have no idea how this happens. You know, that's another thing that, you know, that they struggle with. You know, another thing is having parents getting divorced, getting separated.
Absolutely.
That's something that disturbs children a lot. They don't understand that, okay, mommy and daddy could be able to love me, but apart. And sometimes it's not all the time that they could always be together. Yes, it's great for them to be together, but sometimes it's better for them to love you while they are apart. It's hard for them to understand that. And because of the stigma in the society, we talk about being from a broken home and all of that.
Yeah.
They might feel embarrassed about that situation, which is beyond their control, really.
Yes.
And then the thought starts coming. Another thing is access to things that could lead to suicide. Like, you know, if you're having ammunition around, having drugs all around, and they hear people talk about these things, sometimes they want to try. They don't understand the impact.
Yes.
And the paper says that this is to show that girls tend to attempt more, but the boys die faster. A lot of them, from their first attempt, the boys end up, you know, because they do something more drastic.
Yeah.
But the girls sometimes are more careful. So they are the ones that attempt more, but their survival rate is higher compared to the boys.
Okay.
So that's why you get to hear about more boys who die from suicide
than girls.
The girls attempt more.
Okay.
They attempt more.
All right. Thank you very much for that. And lastly, before you go, how can families show support? You said so much about parenting style, and that has a lot to do with the family in itself.
That's
so,
right.
So how can families show support?
For support, family, they need to talk about these things with children. When you find out that your kids are, you know, they are withdrawing, their behavioral pattern has changed, maybe an upbeat child becomes very quiet or the other way around, find out what's going on. Try to just, you know, talk to them. Let them know you're available. From talking with them, you know, your availability shows. They know they can trust you with their feelings. Try not to invalidate their feelings. Don't just listen to them and don't tell them, is it because of this little thing that you're acting like this? This is not a big problem. For that child, as an adult, it's a big problem. Instead, work with the child and find out ways you can bring, you know, big ideas. You guys work together and find out ways to help the child. Okay. You know, many times it's because they don't have coping skills. That's why it comes to this side. When they see alternatives to a particular problem, it helps them feel in control.
Mm-hmm.
Then they can make a choice. You know, and when you're speaking with them, be honest with them.
Mm.
Don't make promises you cannot keep.
Yeah.
Things you don't know, tell them you're not very sure. Can we research this together?
Mm.
They tend to trust you more.
Okay.
Or like when you give them solutions, you tell them things that are not true and they get to find out. Then trust issues come in. They might not come back to you when they need you anymore.
Wow.
You know? So what you do not know, you let them know.
Mm-hmm.
You explain the things you know to them. And you both can discover things together.
Right.
Try to keep the conversation very positive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then think about therapy. Getting help. Once you see your child, you know, is getting depressed, is getting withdrawn, you can get a mental health specialist for your child. Be actively involved in the therapy session.
Right.
So you find ways to help the child.
Right.
You know, ask questions. When the child tells you, I don't want to talk about this, you tell them, no problem, but I'm here.
Mm.
So once in a while, ask, how are you doing?
Yeah.
No matter what you're going through, I want to be there for you.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I won't judge you. You know, I want you to know that no matter what it is, I can never hate you. Even if I have a problem with something you've done, it can never be a problem with you.
Mm.
So come, I want to help you. These are things to tell children to make them know that, okay, they can talk to you. Keep says the word as a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can come tell you things like, this happened to my friend, this happened to social person. They want to see your reaction.
That's right.
Your reaction will let them know if they should tell you, mommy, that friend is me, that person is me, daddy is me, or they will leave it at that.
Okay.
All right.
So
well,
you have to be very careful.
Man, you have said a lot, and it's our hope that the parents and everyone listening today, you know, have taken notes and have found the best ways to address this menace in our society, as it were. Thank you so much indeed for speaking with us. We are talk to the rest of Lagos now and find out. We have a number of messages coming in already. We'll get to talk to the rest and find out what they are. They've got to say on this topic. In the meantime, thank you indeed for being a part of our conversation thus far. Barbara Isioma, our Onyechi.
Yes, with us.
But how can you be found on social media, just in case someone wants to connect with you for more?
On social media, on Instagram, at babbage_mikey_touch.
Okay.
Hopefully spelled and at ESABUSE. It stands for Ending Child Sexual Abuse.
Okay.
On social media.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for speaking with us, and do have a splendid day ahead.
All right. Thanks for having me. Do
You're
have a
welcome.
Great day.
And you too. All right, bye.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. There you have it from a specialist, from a child and adolescent counselor who has been in this line for quite a while. And she shared with us her own experience. She said she went for an outreach and 25% of the children she reached out to from 14 to 16 had suicide ideation. So, yes. It's a topic we need to talk about.
That's right. What do you make of the submission of our guests? And are you now making decisions? Are you now saying, the way I've been acting towards this, my son or my daughter, perhaps I have to change the way.
Mm-hmm.
What decisions are you making regarding this? Are you going to interact? Do you think that your child has been withdrawn in a certain way? Are you one of those who just play down on them? That small thing hits you now, you're crying. What is that? Be a man. You know, not finding out, you know, what exactly, how deep that pain is, whether the cry is deeper than what you're hearing. We'd like to hear from you. Also, if you're a teenager out there, maybe you have a challenge, you know, communicating with a parent. Sometimes you're like, I don't know. And, you know, gradually you're getting these thoughts, you know, randomly you're dealing with that. You want to talk to us? We're here for you. The numbers haven't changed, have they?
No, they haven't. 0700-993-993-993. I'll take it slower this time. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7111. 90.
1 minute, you've got each, because we have limited time left on the show. 1 minute, please. Stick to the time. Hit the nail on the head. And let's do this as fast as possible. First, we'll take a call from Esther.
Yeah, good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Esther.
Good morning. Good morning, Andrea. Good morning, Mr. Collins.
Good morning to you.
Please, I wanted to share my story. Actually, in the year 2020, I was an undergraduate in the University of Uyo.
Okay.
Then, during the COVID period, I fell sick all of a sudden. Then it all came like an headache, and I was thinking it was malaria and typhoid. But after the long treatment and everything, it all turned out to be a glaucoma condition.
Wow.
And again, ever since then, I have been in the house, and I'm just feeling like a burden and everything. And I'm not adding value to myself. I don't know if there could be any suggestions of anything I could do to just add value to myself or something. Because every day I wake up, I would just look up and look down and think of what to do, and there's nothing. My mom is a single mom, so I don't even know what to do at this point, because actually going to school was to get a better future and to help out. But now it actually turns out that I'm actually being a burden. So I don't know what to do. I just called if I could get any suggestions or any help. I don't know.
Okay. Would get your contact. Lay down says to get your contact. Just hanging there. You have so much to give to the world. You have so much value to give to the world. Do not.
I've been checking online and there's nothing there.
Don't worry. You know, it's just about how you see it. It's just about perspective. You have to first of all believe that you have what it takes to bring value to this world. All right. You have to first of all believe that you have every good thing to give in this world. That you are valuable. You are gifted. You are talented. All right.
So maybe we'll get your number and then maybe we'll take it up from there. All right, just hang it on there like you heard, Esther, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot. God bless.
You're welcome. All right, the phone lines are still buzzing. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you. My name is Eunice. I'm calling from Georgia.
Welcome.
Yeah. Concerning the subject under review, I listen very much to your guest, and I quite agree with everything, with all the suggestions and counseling. But one thing I found odd is that she seemed to have exonerated the youth from their own problems.
Okay.
She seemed to have dumped all the blame, all the, you know,
on
the parents. Yes, which is not correct, because you can only help somebody who wants to be helped. Anybody who has been parents of young people, especially rebellious, hard young people, you know that you can only go so far. You want to talk to them, they don't want to talk to you. They are in their room, they lock up, you enter the room, it's like, you know, what are you doing here? They may not really say it like that, but the countenance and the disposition, you find it difficult to speak with them. So in such a situation, what can the parent do? You are not a magic, you know, you don't read the mind. You can only talk. You talk, they don't want to respond to you. So whether they heard what you said, or whether they disagree, you don't even know. You pray, you know, the way you know how to pray. So the young people too should learn to work with their parents and with the adults in their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't force an unwilling horse.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody really wants to commit suicide, there is an end, you know, they can go to any extent. Let them also know that their lives matter. And if somebody thinks his or her own life doesn't matter and he or she commits suicide, you know, there will be a lot in their grave. You know, people they leave behind will mourn, but, you know, it's the life that has ended. So they too should please work with adults in their life and be positive about life. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello?
Hello. Yeah. What is there is that there are stages that one needs to develop. From age one,